Hello everyone, welcome. This is a talk about the new hardware for FOSDEM for the video infrastructure. I am Martijn Braam. And
I'm Angel. Everyone in the team calls me Dexter. And now Martijn will start presenting what we did this year to move to a new revision of the video box.
So this is the block diagram of the audio hardware that has been used last year on FOSDEM and also this year on all rooms except here, because this is an experiment room now. All is test and production, it's the right way. This block diagram of the audio hardware, we have two SGTL 5000 audio codecs, and they both have two inputs and two outputs, and they work fine for audio because it was audio last year at FOSDEM, but they have a very small dynamic range, and that is a bit problematic. If there's any setting off, it either clips all the microphones or there's a lot of noise issues. So we decided to make a slight redesign to switch to some newer audio codecs on the same audio board. And these are very nice 32-bit audio codecs that gives us so much dynamic range that we don't really have to do any analog gain anymore to set the correct audio levels for whatever we plug in. And this is also split up to separate ADC chips and DAC chips, because we found out that you can get chips to do everything in once, but they do everything badly. And if you get chips that do one thing, they do it well. It's like it's Linux. We also changed the audio front-end. This is a schematic of one of the inputs on the new audio hardware. And this allows us to have basically only passives in the audio paths, which makes design a lot easier. And we now have phantom power, so we can use any microphone and not just the wireless receivers from FOSDEM. And this is a lot simplified compared to the old board. It has less parts, but these are op-amps, and they are a bit annoying to power.
The only reason the old board had less parts than the new one is that it had a lot less features. The old one was hardwired to only support the specific gain that we use for the FOSDEM microphone's output. And so these op-amps, their gains are fixed. But for the new one, the chips that we use are both cheaper than this front end, and also they have integrated programmable amplification at the input stage, so you can have you can have the firmware set the gain programmatically, and so the new front end actually basically does absolutely nothing in terms of gain. The only part that has lots of components here actually just feeds phantom power into the input if that's needed, for the case when we want to use a condenser mic or something like that, like a non-standard setup, in order to make